This is a message for members of Thrivent Financial for Lutherans. Thrivent Financial has a new charitable grant program called Thrivent Choice. Thrivent Choice allows you to designate charitable outreach funds to Lutheran Public Radio. For more information, look for the Thrivent logo under the Donate page of our website, issuesetc.org, or ask your Thrivent representative about Thrivent Choice. Help support the worldwide outreach of Issues Etc. with Thrivent Choice.
I don't know what that is, other than it's not Muslim. It's not Christian. It is a perversion of the gospel of Jesus Christ, as most Christians know it.
I have no evidence that would guide me as to what Glenn Beck would have any genuine knowledge as to what the president does or does not believe.
We're going to burn the Quran.
We do believe the book is evil, it's bad. It's against the Bible, it's against God.
It puts our soldiers at jeopardy, very likely. We've already seen a demonstration here in Kabul, just at the rumor that this event could take place.
Southern Illinois truck drivers who love Issues, etc.
You've heard of big tent politics. Usually means that in political terms, people of very disparate, even contradictory viewpoints get together. They lay those differences aside. Perhaps they simply ignore them or agree not to discuss them. Big tent politics. What is big tent Christianity? It sounds like some of the same, except to agree or disagree on political issues is one thing. To agree or disagree on matters of the Christian faith is, well, that is a situation of an entirely different caliber. In about 10 minutes, here during this hour of Issues Etc., we'll be talking with Chris Rosebrough about Big Tent Christianity, a recent emergent church conference of that very same title. Greetings and welcome to Issues Etc. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. In the meantime, before we talk with Chris Rosebrough about Big Tent Christianity, we're going to be listening to some of your comments from the Issues Etc. comment line. Our call-in number for the next hour, 1-877-623-MY-IE, 877-623-MY-IE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org. Our Twitter address, @issuesetc, and our Facebook fan page, facebook.com/issuesetc. Before we bring on Chris Rosebrough, we'll hear from you from the Issues Etc. comment line. The Issues Etc. comment line is always open for your questions, your comments, your show suggestions, your clarifications, your criticism, whatever you have. It's always open for you. 618-223-8384. 618-223-8384. That's the number for the Issues Etc. comment line. Let's begin with a question about evolution.
Hello, Pastor Wilkin. I was just wondering if you believe, based on God's word, that a person can have saving faith if they believe in evolution.
That is an excellent question, the best kind. Okay, first of all, let's just clarify the lay of the land. Evolution is not taught in Holy Scripture. Some may claim that evolution can be found in Holy Scripture. There is a school of thought called theistic evolution that will take the account of Genesis chapters 1 and 2, and by reading between the lines, by interpolating their own ideas, they claim that they are finding in there the long process of evolution described in terms of a six-day creation. There is no textual warrant for this kind of reading of that account. In other words, this is a critical question. When you read Genesis 1 and 2, the account of creation, there is nothing in the text itself, in the text of that account, that would require you or even suggest that you interpret it as millions of years and not fiat creation, but rather the long, slow collision of time, matter, and chance that is so-called evolution. It's simply not there in the text. The Bible does not teach in any respect the evolution of life or any of the other frameworks surrounding evolution. Now, the question is, can someone still hold saving faith and believe in evolution? Yes, but not consistently. Why do I make that distinction? Well, every Christian, to one degree or another, holds beliefs wittingly or unwittingly, that are inconsistent with the Christian faith. Sometimes it takes a lifetime to discover what these beliefs may be, something you simply assume, presuppositions that you have. And all of us have had the experience as we grow in the Christian faith, our knowledge of God's word, kind of sweeping out the corners of our mind, so to speak, realizing that there was something I always believed and always assumed was true, which obviously isn't when I compare it to the word of God. And we dispense with those beliefs, don't we? We let the word of God reign. We let the mind of Christ prevail, and whatever we had believed before that was inconsistent with God's word, we lay that aside. That is, that's something that I think many Christians have experienced. A little superstition, a little belief, a little mistaken idea that you've always held, and then suddenly you discover after study of God's word, it's simply not true, and you dispense with the false belief. Now, I said before that evolution is nowhere taught in God's word. There may be someone who, ignorant of what God's word really teaches, still trusting in Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, for eternal life, ignorant of what God's word teaches on creation, may inconsistently believe in evolution. But one cannot consciously and consistently hold these two things together except in ignorance. But once one is no longer ignorant of the conflict of a Darwinian evolution and God's word, once one is no longer ignorant of that conflict, the Christian cannot consistently hold to evolution any longer. Now, many Christians choose to disobey God's word. They know that it's not taught in Holy Scripture, and yet they continue to believe it. They are putting their faith at jeopardy. They may say, I still trust in Jesus, but that faith in Jesus is not something that exists apart from the clear revelation of God's word. To deny the word of God, even in something you may consider to be secondary, is still to place your faith in Jesus Christ in grave danger. Now, can some people walk down the street like a juggler holding both balls in the air at the same time? Perhaps. But not without knowingly disobeying God's word. So the answer to the question, can someone do this? Yes, they can believe in evolution and still believe in Jesus Christ, but not consistently.
Yes, this is Ann in St. Louis calling to ask if you could address the person named Leonard Sweet and his teaching. You may have already done that. If so, disregard this message. Thank you. Bye.
You know, I think that Leonard Sweet has come up in conversations on the air, but he has never been the subject. Leonard Sweet and his teachings have never been the subject of any segment of Issues Etc. so far. It's a great show suggestion. That's exactly what the Issues Etc. comment line is for. And I promise when we get Chris Rosebro on here in a few minutes to talk about the emergent church movement, we will ask him for a kind of the brief bio and vitae on Leonard Sweet and what it is, what role he plays in the emergent church. Time for one more comment from the Issues Etc. comment line.
This is Herman. At the moment, I am looking at a publication coming out of an institution of the Evangelical Lutheran Church in America from a seminary at Chicago. And it's their summer magazine newsletter. On the cover is a picture of one of their professors and a terse description. His theme is Living Scripture by Heart. What's wrong with that? The quick answer is, to cut to the chase, the masthead slogan of Issues Etc., it is not first Christ-centered and cross-focused. There you go. That's a simple summary answer in the power of apologetics to speak in terms of terse exchange. If you open this publication, you see that in their own words, they pride themselves on being recognized as a cutting-edge interfaith institution for Muslims, Jews, Buddhists, Hindus, and I guess any other assorted kinds of religions that claim or suddenly appear along the way. So you can say it's that Issues Etc. certainly, even in its masthead slogan, has, in the final analysis and bottom line, a powerful apologetic that wins out, and that the flag is flying from Collinsville around the world with that theme, Christ-centered, cross-focused. Thank you.
Well, thank you very much. I almost picture I was watching some football yesterday in my leisure, and you never notice these guys with the gigantic flags running up and down the sidelines when the crowd falls into a lull, waving their giant flags. I like the image there. Yeah, the masthead is Christ-centered, cross-focused. There's a reason we chose that. We could have chosen any of the other taglines that we commonly use, but the one that really matters when it comes down to it, whether the issue be evolution or the emergent church or an assault upon the authority of God's word, the one that really matters when all is said and done is that the teaching of the church must remain Christ-centered, cross-focused. That means that it will be a teaching that submits itself to the whole counsel of God, to the word of God in Scripture in its entirety. Why? Because Scripture is the cradle that holds Christ. You start to take the cradle apart, and pretty soon the baby falls through the slats. We want to remain Christ-centered and cross-focused because everybody says they're Christ-centered. What Christ are you centered on? The one who hangs dead on the cross for sinners, who rises after 3 days, who makes a sacrifice of his life, not just an example of his life for you to follow. When we say Christ-centered, cross-focused, we mean the saving word of the gospel that alone saves sinners. It was read in many of our churches yesterday. This is a trustworthy saying, worthy of full acceptance. This is St. Paul speaking, by the way, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners, of whom I am foremost. It's true of me. It's true of you. That's why we're Christ-centered and cross-focused.
Getting to the point that is the hardest part. If you come, I will answer. If you follow.
Greetings from your friends at Zion Lutheran Church, Muskoda, Illinois, a proud supporter of Issues, etc. Zion Lutheran is a welcoming, family-friendly church that's firmly grounded on the unchanging truth of God's Word. We receive God's gifts of grace in a timeless, reverent way each Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. Zion Lutheran is located at 101 South Railway in Muskoda, Illinois. Zion Lutheran is a church home that's both faithful and friendly, and you'll be warmly welcomed. For more information, call 618-566-7345.
Are you looking for a new devotional resource? Well, the Issues Etc. Book of the Month for September is titled God Granted, Daily Devotions from C.F.W. Walther. You can browse before you buy at issuesetc.org, or you can purchase God Granted by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. A Christ-centered, cross-focused devotional resource, God Granted, Daily Devotions from C.F.W. Walther. The Issues Etc. Book of the Month.
Old theology, new technology. You're listening to Issues, Etc.
Have you ever wanted to know about the origins of Issues, Etc.? Did you know church leaders were opposed to teaching the laity Reformation theology? Check out our new YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology, issuesetc.org, and click support. Equipping the priesthood of all believers. Watch the short YouTube video, You Can't Teach Lay People Theology Today. Just go to the support page of our website, issuesetc.org.
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.